Yep. What are you liking most about this Lions team right here, right now? 248-539-9797. Yeah, they're putting off Super Bowl vibes. We get it. They're now the favorite in Vegas, but a long way to go. And lots of work to be done. And look, I mean, it's probably actually a good thing for this team. The Minnesota and Green Bay are nipping at their heels, and this is the toughest division in football because they know they can't let their guard down. One upset at this point. Like, say the Lions go and lay an egg in Indianapolis. And the next thing you know, Minnesota's in a position where they're thinking they control their own destiny in the division, and they can take this to the last regular season game, and beating Detroit would get them the win in the division. So, yeah, I think it's important that the Detroit Lions take care of business, and they cannot let their guard down, because these teams behind them will make sure that they can make you pay. So it might be a good thing that they're right there.
Yeah, and even Dan Campbell admitted that, you know, they know about having a number one seed and how much that matters. And so they're not going to take any game lightly, because it's not just in their own division. It starts there, but they've got other teams to look out for.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Let's go to Brian. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, fellas. How are you doing today?
We're doing good, Brian. Thank you.
Well, I'll try to be quick. I live out in Denver, been out here about 12 years, and love the show. Keeps me connected to home. So
that's awesome.
I appreciate that. My happy thing about the Lions would have to be the secondary. Always, you know, been a disappointment for years. They're crushing it. The safeties are doing well. The corners are doing well. Of course, we'd probably like to see fewer PI penalties. But a couple other things just to ask you guys to comment on. One would be Jack Campbell. I don't focus on the linebacker play enough when I watch the games. I'd love to hear what you guys think about how he's coming along. Next would be, how expensive do you think those Super Bowl tickets are going to be when the time comes? My champ would be the Pistons. I'm a lifelong fan. They're winning games and have a chance at 500 tonight. And my chump would be Mahomes, because it's always good to see him lose. Can't wait to hear you guys' thoughts.
Okay, so there's a couple things. One of Jack Campbell's playing great. He's our leading tackler. He's a dominant player. He is he's everything that we hoped he would be, and I think Jack Campbell is the centerpiece of the defense for the next decade, and we are lucky to have him. Brilliant draft pick. As far as Patrick Mahomes, you know what's funny is late in that game, I don't know how many people caught this, but Kansas City completed a pass on 3rd and 13 for a 10-yard gain where they didn't review it, and it looked like the ball hit the ground. It was inside of 2 minutes ago, and I'm like, oh, my God, if Kansas City comes back and wins this game,
this is absolutely,
the football world is going to freak out because the Chiefs got another call.
They've got plenty of time to go ahead. It's inside 2 minutes. The booth, and everybody's talking about it. The announcers are talking about it, and sure enough, they don't, fortunately. Despite their efforts.
And now, then right after that, they got a holding penalty, backed them up 10 yards. As far as, again, long way to go, but if the Lions are fortunate enough to stay healthy, to keep playing the way they're playing, and get to the last game of the season, it's going to be tough for just an average fan. I hope you've been saving for years.
Yeah, no, this is...
Because this is going to be... If they get there, it will be absurd.
I mean, how many seats are actually available to the public in something like this?
Not even that many.
No.
So many are corporate seats.
Yeah, it just ends, I would imagine, five figures.
Yeah.
I mean, start at 10,000 plus. Yep. I could see that.
Let's hope we have this problem of not being able to afford Super Bowl tickets, but it's not that I don't have faith or anything like that. It's just... You know,
how much do you think they'll win the Super Bowl by?
Oh, boy.
Like, what do you like?
Just stop.
What are we doing? 14, 16? Is this going to be Scorigami? You know, 52-9?
Stop it.
We're chesty, man.
Yeah, we are chesty. Let's go to Gasper. You're next on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Gasper.
Hi. Yeah, what I think is special about the team is that they're playing so well as a team. Like, together, they got each other's back. I see it in every game. I saw it last week against the Texans. Again, saw it this week. And there's a rhythm. There's a smoothness. and they got each other's back, and I think that's the real key thing that makes them special. And nobody's getting cocky. No one's like thinking they are the star of the team. It's the whole team that's figured it out. And Dan Campbell, like him and Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, they all massage that, and they'll just make sure that they're all in tune, looking out for each other, blocking, you know, Gibbs and Montgomery, et cetera.
Well, you hear them talk about it after the game. And I mean, there's, I don't know if you can bottle this, if it's something that they're good, because look, I expect this team to compete for this year's Super Bowl, and I expect them to compete for future Super Bowls. Just compete, okay? And if you start thinking about it, you know, can they, whatever they've got here, is it a accumulation of drafting the right guys? Is it something that is repeatable? I hope so, because it feels like a special group of players. And Dan Campbell won't let an opportunity pass without talking about how it's by design. It was intentional to bring you guys in because we thought you guys had the right physical skills, but also the right attitudes and work ethic and all that that's helped bring us to where we are right now, which is in a very healthy position in the chase for the Super Bowl. So thank you, Gasper.
Chase. I like how you said it.
I mean, that's...
It's better that than, you know.
We got to think of the right way to put this, because as good
coasting
as it looks,
through the playoffs.
Yeah, that guy said they're going to coast through the playoffs. That was...
Like, they're 10 games into the regular season. They look amazing. They're coming off the most dominant performance I've ever seen in a professional football game from an offensive standpoint, and almost from a defensive standpoint, too. But, I mean, we've seen better, but that was a great performance yesterday by the defense. But you have to understand, a long way to go.
Yep.
Long, long way to go. And it's not that long ago. You could go back and say, well, the team didn't look good.
And I don't even want to tell people to tap the brakes. Lean into it. Just understand.
Enjoy it.
There's a long way to go. This is still a Super Bowl chase. 248-539-9797. Dre is in Detroit. Hi, Dre.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How you all doing?
We're doing good, thank you.
Outstanding. Hey, I'm reading into the tea leaves a little bit here. Lions last won a championship in 57, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I turned 57 today. I've been a fan for too long, man, and I'm more confident about this team than I've ever been with any Lions team in my life. You know, every week, you know, I always look at them now as they can compete with anybody and beat anybody. You know, just the product that they have on both sides. The offense can put up points. The defense has been showing that they're very reliable this year. I mean, last year we knew we could put up points, but we were always skeptical about that defense last year. But this year, we got something totally different. I mean, do you guys agree with that?
Well, yeah. And I mean, look, the way they've looked of late, you couple that with how they're probably going to look the next two games. I mean, there's something to be said for them when they play great competition. But when they play less than great competition, this is a team that hasn't let their guard down yet. They'll have the Colts and Bears. But then they've got the Packers and Bills coming into Ford Field. And then at the 49ers. Yep. And the Vikings with a game in Chicago mixed in. Like, there's some tough games to come here.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's like I always called it the Holyfield effect. You know, the Lions haven't showed that. You know, when Evander Holyfield would go in, he was a heck of a boxer, and he would have that. But when he fought lesser, what you thought was lesser talent, he looked average. But the Lions haven't done that. When they played against teams that we know that they should lay, you know, big numbers on, they have. They've done everything that we expected them to do. So I'm really confident in this team to be competitive throughout the season and throughout the playoffs. I'm not going to make any kind of bold prediction like the one guy did, but I do expect us to make it to the Super Bowl, you know. And I was really, you know, I follow Hutch on X, and to see him in that pool, you know, on his leg in the pool in the water, I was like, oh, man, this, you know, these guys are really, you know, putting in work. So I'm really confident with this team. I'm loving what I'm saying.
Dre, first of all, happy birthday. What's the big plan tonight?
I hung out already for the weekend. I took off bowling for tomorrow. The guys told me don't bowl because I won't be able to throw the ball after they pass so many drinks to me. So I got the sub bowling for me tomorrow. But I had a really great weekend.
I got a follow-up question for you, too. You said, I'm not going to make any bold predictions, but the Lions are going to the Super Bowl. either A, you immediately went back on your word, or B, you don't think that's a bold prediction.
All right, well, then I'm going to make a bold prediction. The Lions are going to the Super Bowl. We're going to Indy this weekend, so I'm looking to light it up down there, have a great time down there. So that's another thing, Gator, that I'm doing for my birthday is going to Indy.
It's a fun time.
It's a great time.
It's a good time.
Yeah, and hopefully you're staying down. Are you staying downtown?
You know what? We got an Airbnb in, I think it's 20 minutes outside of downtown Indianapolis.
Okay.
So, yep, but we already got a lot of things. You know, some of my coworkers live in Indy, so they already told me where I need to go and hang out.
Yeah,
and I get a chance to actually see them for the first time. I've worked with them for 2 years, but never seen them. So I get to see some of my coworkers.
Well, enjoy. Downtown Indy is great. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.